All right, everyone's looking for topics. No, first, Winnie and Pooh. Have you seen about that? Holy shit, someone come on my titties.
The first Winnie the Pooh?
Sorry.
What's this?
Well, it's the first Winnie the Pooh fucking like film that's been made, which isn't...
Isn't that what Nelson Mandela said to his wife when he farted and accidentally followed through and it went on the bed sheets?
Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah. His wife's first name was Winnie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I can't do an impression of Nelson Mandela's voice, but Winnie the Pooh.
That was legit. No, but it's...
Get a joke, that.
Winnie the Pooh is public domain.
Bedroom humour.
I'm going to have to get these out of the way. Winnie the Pooh's public domain now.
It's a what?
Public domain.
Oh. What's that mean then?
That means anyone can use it. There's no copyright issues.
Why is that then?
Well, I think there's an extent you can use it because you can't copy the actual film completely because obviously that's still a film that's copyrighted, but you can like use all the characters or some kind of shit. Basically, there's a film coming out called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, and it's a horror.
Oh, fantastic. I like that.
Yeah, like that. That's the picture.
What the fuck? They just took the children's film, turned it all fucked up, all upside down.
No wonder the kids are the way they are today, eh? They're short and excited.
It's because it's public domain, so someone straight away went and made a horror movie, like using their likeness and shit.
We need a poo. Mom's one of my exes.
Blood and Honey.
That film, Piglet.
Blood and Honey.
Funny. Yeah.
I think that's going to get loads of attention.
What does he want? Blood or honey?
Both.
A dirty bastard. Hey, is that kinky bedroom sex, is it?
We need the blood, and it's going to come out with a red bandana.
Oh.
Praise the blood. Well, he wears a red shirt, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy because it's the first time Jake's not been... Well, it feels like the first time Jake's been well.
I'm not hungover. Every podcast, I'm not ill.
Yeah.
Every podcast I edit and we
he's
keep,
ill.
Or something don't go wrong.
Burning a candle at both ends, isn't it?
Yeah, he's either ill or he's hungover.
I had a funny thing the other day. I had a picture of Jake and it says Chinatown, yeah? And Chinatown's like really decorative, lots of buildings. You've got all the fucking lanterns. Remember, I took a lot of pictures around there, didn't I? And you went, oh, that looks pretty professional. Black and white pictures of London and all that.
Yeah, we went there last weekend.
And then he took a picture. Jake, I saw a picture of Jake, says Chinatown. He looks like it could be taken in the Oval. He fucking missed, he managed to miss every single anything that was nice in London. And it's just some modern
like
brick wall.
Sounds
picture.
Like you missed it. Am I right?
I took the picture, but you
did you take the picture?
It,
was it your photo, was it?
I don't know.
It looked like it was in the Oval. Just loads of bricks. Buildings.
He was...
That wasn't for, like, how good the background looked, because that was just a story.
How comes I didn't get invited to London?
Yeah.
I know some great photo places, you know, whatever you call it, you know, take pictures. I know some great places where you can go to take photos.
I thought you wouldn't have wanted to go.
No, why? What happened?
Fucking boiling.
Oh, glad I didn't go. Where was I? Work. What day was it?
It was on a Tuesday. It was on a Monday.
Oh.
It was on a Wednesday.
Actually, it was meant to be the hottest day of the year. But was it or was it the next day?
Was it on Tuesday?
I think it was on... Nah, it was Monday, the hottest day of the year.
Second hottest, maybe. It was building up to the hottest day, which was Tuesday.
It was on a Monday.
Yeah, we went on a Monday.
Because I stayed indoors for 2 days out of the heat. And when it reached to the hottest part of the Tuesday, I thought, right, I'm going outside to absorb some of this. So I went outside at the front of the house. I went, oh, yeah, it's bloody hot. And then I went back in again.
Yeah, that's it. That was my hottest day of the year. Tell people you've experienced.
I felt the old current bun on me skin light. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
It was hot inside.
I got more burnt when it was 30, to be honest.
Kind of.
Yeah, we wasn't really like out in the sun.
It's just out.
In and out in buildings, you know what I mean? In the subway.
Did you go to any art galleries? There's loads around that area.
No. I did get fucking stuck in some doors on the tube though.
No way. You got eaten up by the tube doors.
Yeah, you got fucked.
Yeah. It was so packed. I think it was like approaching rush hour. And them two got in front of me and I come behind them. I got in and I have a backpack on my bag and it's shut.
Your little backpack.
The door shut on my
in.
Backpack.
He's like, and the door hit him in the head.
Oh, wow.
Because usually the doors reopen, but it squashed my bags. So it didn't really detect it. Because it was still able to close. So I went in my bag. I'm led full. And then the door smacks me in the back of the head. And I'm just going
stuck again.
And it starts opening and closing.
Because I couldn't turn around. I couldn't turn around and pull my bag because it's too packed to turn around. But fucking luckily, some nice people helped me.
Oh, nice people.
I was one of the nice people.
How old were
you? He was one of them. I think, I don't know how many people.
There was like three men all grabbing. We were all grabbing it. Like, and open, and Chris with his little rucksack. Yeah. Going, everyone was like, that kind of saved like a little duckling. Everyone just grabbed it all at once and fried it open.
Everyone really went for it as well.
Yeah, we was all fucking looking really out for
him. That'd be a good video. Can you do it again?
But I told them, I said thank you. Like, I did hear them say that the doors were going to close, yeah, but I knew I was in, so I was like, oh, I'm
because,
fine.
I mean, the tubes, they come along every 5 minutes or 4 minutes sometimes or three.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I casually
walked in. Every single
one
was packed. It's going to be like that, all of them.
Yeah, but why rush into one when you could just wait and get on gently to a packed one?
Oh, because you'll never get on, probably.
So, do you know what I do?
We literally waited for the next one and it was packed again. So,
well, I travel on the tube quite often.
Yeah.
When I'm doing like gigs down there and all that.
Yeah.
Parts of London. Before I get onto the tube, I always take my rucksack off first and I have it in my hand there.
Smart.
Yeah.
You do. And plus, it's all as well standing in a packed tube with a rucksack on. It's easy to have it in front of you.
Yeah, but if
I mean,
you did
admittedly,
that,
it's kind of
that's
my
what
fault.
I do all the time.
It wouldn't have been funny.
True.
Well,
we'd have a story to tell, would we? We wouldn't be sitting here talking about it, would we? What a shame. Shame.
I did take my time getting on there and I knew the door was closing, but I didn't really think about my bag. And I thought, well, my bag is just going to reopen, but it didn't.
Bloody hell.
You got fucked.
Yeah, so everyone was doing that next. So I thought, oh, getting a bit of a rut there.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what happened after that? You went for dinner, had a Subway.
Yeah. Man, I don't even want to talk about the fucking dinner situation.
Oh, the dinner situation.
Fucking piss me right.
What happened about the dinner situation?
Oh, the last thing of the day.
Mate, don't. We last thing of the day.
We was all hungry,
starving, feet are aching.
Went to Chinatown.
Chinatown.
I've been wanting a Chinese for a while, yeah.
Stay in my bonnet. Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah.
He still doesn't know what a podcast is.
No, I don't know what a podcast is. I'm just sitting in chat. You lot to sort it all out, didn't you?
Actually, I've got a finished one I'll be able to show you today.
Oh my God, he's got a finished one. I don't want a finished one. I want a Swedish one.
It's an English one, but...
English, but finished.
It's completed.
I'd love to finish English. I used to be finished when I was younger. Now I'm fattish.
I wish I could be fat.
So we've got a finished one. Oh, mate. I'll tell you what, I can't wait. Oh.
Mate, but listen to this. End of the day, yeah, it's getting dark out here because it's dark out here and we're trying to fucking get some food. You know, we're in Chinatown. We probably want some Chinese, Korean food.
That's what I thought.
All you can eat. Yeah. Buffet. We find buffet. Every single one wants fucking cash money, moolah.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Talk to your old pot
and guess what? Guess what? No fucking ATM or anything is doing money because everyone's had to get money out because they don't fucking accept card in 2022. It's 2022, by the way.
Jake. Oh. Chinatown have never, ever dealt with cards. It's always been cash, cash on hip.
I never knew this.
They're gangsters, man. Try it. They don't pay taxes. That's why they don't pay by cards. It's all cash in the hand, mate.
I normally
I've been doing it for years.
Not my expense.
If you asked your old pot and pan, I'd have said, son, take some cash. And okay. I'll also say, son, before you go into anywhere.
Right.
Research which has got the decent food, because a lot of the places have got some right dodgy food. You go around the back and see the rats and shit. Actually, you go around the back, right, you see the rats there sticking their little paws down their throats. All noodles coming out, do you know what I mean? Master fucking Splinter and all that. Yeah.
Well dodgy. I was just following them to have been Chinatown before, so I was following their role, you know what I mean?
I'm going to
place blame on them.
Well, yeah.
So you probably want to, if you fancy Chinese, go out of town. I've got that in Camden or somewhere.
There is places there that take car, but not the all-you-can-eat places. All-you-can-eat restaurants, you can't.
Yeah, but we was looking for ages. We found one ATM that worked, but it was charging us. And we was like, fuck that. And then after like the eighth one that was not giving out anything, we was like, we should have just paid for that one 12 hours ago. And then it was ages.
I don't know how long.
Everyone was hungry. We had no water on us, thirsty.
Oh, no
hungry.
Water.
We was walking for ages. Everyone's feet was aching. Everyone's getting pissed off and angry.
How many of you was there?
Five.
Minus three. Why didn't you message me? I want to give you loads of advice.
No. There's three of us.
Dad was stuck.
We didn't think it'd be that hard to find fucking cash.
Well, the thing is, we Google mapped ATMs, so we had loads to go to. We found loads of ATMs. The problem was none of them working. The only one that worked was the one inside this little convenience shop that
was charging
you.
Us for our money.
Did you have a travel card?
I didn't have anything.
You know, for the undergrounds?
No, never go
I think so.
How did you get to London in?
Travel card.
Travel card. So you could have jumped on somewhere and gone, you could have gone elsewhere to an ATM.
Oh, yeah, but we didn't want to go that far. We were just about to eat. We were just about to leave because we couldn't find
it. Oh, my God. You know what you'd have loved? O'Reilly's, yeah? Fucking Big Trace. He'd love it. Big tray of spicy chicken wings. He loves all that sort of thing. It is huge. Cold beer. It's just right near King's Cross, yeah.
King's Cross.
There's a few of them, actually, isn't there?
But, yeah.
Either that or go out of Spoons. That's a nice cheap beer. That's what I said. Nice cheap beer and you get all you want. And there's so many Spoons, isn't there? Which one we went to? That was... What's that place called? Near
Epcot.
You know, where they sell all them shitty rings and everything.
Oh, the fucking shitty ring shop.
Yeah, Hatton Garden.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Was that Spoons we went to?
We went with Spoons, didn't we? Do you remember? We had a steak meal.
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah,
but I forgot it was a Spoons.
You loved a steak meal, didn't you?
Basically, after we did all that, searching for fucking ages, went to multiple, died. We just went back to the one that we had to pay for because there was no other
option. And they had nothing left.
Nothing. No, we finally got it. Though there was almost a problem. It looked like it wasn't working, but then we got it working. And then we went to the fucking all-you-can-eat buffet. It was all right.
I like the all-you-can-eat buffet. I thought it was... that duck was so good, roast duck. But I did keep thinking, because inside...
I used to eat that all the time. It drove me quackers.
Really?
Yeah, and you should see the size of the bill.
Nice.
Duck.
There's a joke coming your way.
Swim, river.
Oh. Fucking little screw penises.
Swan Vesta.
Their dicks are like screws, aren't they?
What?
Ducks.
Dicks.
Are they?
They're like all, yeah.
What?
If you look pretty closely.
What the fuck?
Bro, you can look it up and it's like all screws.
Oops. Move on.
But I digress.
Yes, he digresses.
So we finally had it. We finally ate. So it was all done. And then we left the place, turned the corner down, ATM on our right, that's working for free, literally right next to the buffet.
A bonnet. Did you actually Google free ATMs then when you were looking for them?
And we asked people that work there and shit, like always there. Can you believe that? So take one right as we're going home, the closest one to the fucking buffet. We was like... We couldn't believe it. Can't make it up.
It's literally, can't make it up. We walked past it from the. It was next to the tube station.
There's a free one.
Come out of.
There's a free one in a little bar in Soho. It's called the Rigid Man.
There's a lot of free.
You go
ones.
Downstairs to the men's toilet. Sorry, there's a free ATM there next to the butt plug machine.
Well, we didn't want to. If we was going to leave that area, we wasn't going back to have a Chinese because we were so tired. Anyway.
Yes, yeah, so I was watching. I was watching that program last night. What's it called? Naked Attraction.
Was it?
Yeah.
Fucking sick.
Well, there's nothing on else in the background. So I thought, well, the women are all coming on. You know, I mean, six in the booth and all that. Do you know what I mean? And I was just thinking, like, have you ever watched First Dates on the telly?
First Dates on Naked Attraction.
Yeah, that come on after.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
First Dates.
Yeah, I've watched First Dates. The one with a fucking mate.
They're in that bar, aren't they? In the French geezers.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever noticed how the head barman looks a bit like Ian Huntley?
No.
Yeah. Apart from his face, I think it's his barnet.
Oh, is that because...
Have you seen him?
No.
Maybe next time watch it. Anyway, Celebrity Naked Attraction.
Why is he so far from the mic? Eh?
What? He's doing stand-up jokes on a podcast and he's not next to the mic.
Not obvious.
Oh, next to the mic.
The thing is, we're the easiest before. We should be.
Yeah, that's right.
They can just replay it, rewind, go back.
Yeah.
He's covering the wrong bit.
You haven't got your paper notes this time.
No, you said not to have them, so I haven't
got them. Oh, my God. I said you can have them.
These are Liam's.
You can do what you want.
Yeah, you told me I couldn't.
You said, Dad, this is a podcast. You don't know, Dad. Dad don't know what he's doing. All right, then. Here is the news.
But you ain't got anything on there.
Thieves have broken into the local wig factory. The police are combing the area.
No, I'm confused.
Sorry, that's an old too long show.
You thought you had more in those notes that you didn't even use.
Oh, I've got loads.
Why did you not bring them?
I don't know. And then they're next door. I've got this one here, look. No, it wasn't. It's not notes. I'm just saying, right, because I want to bring the subject up again. I said, Celebrity Naked Attraction, yeah?
Yeah.
Who would you like to see?
What?
On Celebrity Naked Attraction, yeah.
Well,
there's six booths, remember?
Close to the mic.
There's six booths, remember? So, six booths. So you got six people.
Who would I want to see?
Who would you like to see on Naked Attraction?
The thing is, after the fappening, I've seen a lot of celebrities naked because they was all leaked, weren't they?
Yeah, I've seen
they
it.
Leaked.
What, sorry?
This thing, they called it the fappening because fapping is like another word for like wanking.
Right.
They called it the fappening, you know, like the happening.
Right.
because these leakers went into everyone's iCloud, like all loads of famous people, and leaked all their personal nudes that they send to like their like partners and shit. And loads of them came out, loads of people. Did you want us to answer this?
Oh, you're telling me about the frappling.
Oh, yeah, but I'm done now.
Oh, so where do we see this frappling? I've never seen any heard of frappling.
You just search online.
So I've got to look up,
it happened a few years
what
ago.
What have I got to look up? The frappening.
Frappening. Frapp is a drink, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah. They're drinking each other's things, are they?
Yeah, those are frappuccinos.
Frappening.
Fappening.
Fappening.
This happened like 5 to 10 years ago or so.
Okay, well, anyway, if make an attraction, who would you like to see? You got
Margot
six
Robbie.
Margot Robbie? Who the fuck's Margot Robbie?
Is that her name?
Robin Williams is auntie, is it?
She's the
Margot.
One.
Have you watched auntie Margot?
She plays...
coming out for Christmas.
She plays fucking... what's her name?
Guitar.
Have you seen Wolf of Wall
Jokers,
Street?
Mate. Harley Quinn.
Does she?
Yeah.
Have you seen Wolf of Wall Street? Have you seen that?
Wolf of Wall Street?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't remember her in that.
She's Australian.
Australian.
I don't remember what she looks like. But I know who Harley Quinn looks like. She's painted up, isn't she? Blonde hair. Little curly doobly things.
Margot Robbie's.
Right, so sexy. She's going to be in your naked attraction booth, is she?
Oh, yeah.
There you you got anyone you'd like to see in the booth?
Choose one.
No, not particularly.
Do you want my list?
He's been thinking about this.
He's got a whole list.
No, I think I've only got about six, right? Do you mind, ladies and gentlemen? I'll just use this like this because I'm being So here's my six. Nelson Mandela. Mother Teresa, the Queen, Dame Edna Everidge, Lily Savage, Ed Sheeran.
Who's Lily Savage?
Ed Sheeran. And if he can't make it, David Attenborough. In a gorilla outfit.
Such a funny one.
That'd be great. <isn't it? laughs> I'm just not discriminating, you know what I mean?
Who is Lily Savage?
That's like a fucking rapper.
There's a comedian that used to dress up as Lily Savage, a woman, you know, long hair, Scouse accent, high heels.
That was their character.
Paul Matey, Walker. Was it? I can't remember the geezer's name.
Well, just like that Irish guy does. Or he does the Irish lady, doesn't he? The Boys. Is it The Boys?
No, that's
Mrs.
Really
Brown
good show.
Boys? Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, like that, yeah.
Mrs. Brown Boys.
That's it, yeah.
Do you remember that Minion TikTok trend I was talking about in the podcast that got deleted.
Oh, we deleted one. I'll re-say it then. So I'm a bit of material. Well,
I'll describe what it is for the audience.
You're always a minion.
You look probably remember. You know, the Minions film. The Minions.
I've never seen any of them.
I'm just trying to reenact the conversation.
Was that you?
Just didn't listen at the time the first time.
You know, we're like in our family, we repeat ourselves. My brother does it, I do it.
Well, it works out since I need to... Well,
I've never seen
any of them
films. I mean, you know,
the little fucking yellow tic tac
with the glasses and the little blue dungarees, like the Waltons. Yeah. My jump by night par.
Yeah. Them ones.
Yeah.
So there was a trend going on where there's people was going to fucking cinemas watching Minions and they was all dressing in suits.
No,
all these young
boys
will fucking go there and they're like, sitting all sit like this and then they'll fucking cheer like it's a fucking mad thing going on, pissing off all the little kids and
kids.
Yeah, I don't know, like something would happen, like a minion appeared, they'll be like, yeah, throwing their shit up in the air, going crazy.
Wow.
And
that's so funny.
How the Minions.
I think I said last time as well, they banned like people dressing up in suits.
That's a lot of effort, isn't it?
But it did.
Why don't they go and do a proper protest? Put a bit less effort in.
What I was going to say, the TikTok trend actually did start in Stevenage. That's what people were saying.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Like a load of people from a school in Stevenage. I think it looked like it was like people that just finished like their last year in school or some shit. It was around that time. And they all dressed up in all their fucking suits and went to Cineworld. And they all fucking did that and all filmed it, put it on TikTok. And then people started doing it in like America and shit.
I see.
And then they started banning people dressing like it. But yeah, people were saying it did actually start in Stevenage.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you use TikTok?
That's what we're known for.
Really?
Not yet.
Because the government want to ban it, aren't they?
Oh, they
said because it belongs to the Chinese and they're evil.
They've been wanting to do that for a
time. Since it started.
Yeah, they're such dicks, aren't they? These cock-sucking fucks.
that was the thing when Donald Trump was president. He was saying get rid of it because it was Chinese and they were looking.
Yeah, they're all bad, aren't they?
All their shit is Chinese.
It didn't. It was
no one's as holy as the Americans.
No one's as unholy as the Americans.
Mm. Now, how long was it since Independence Day? Was it like 250 years ago, 240 odd years ago? But did you know America's been involved in every war? Yeah.
I believe
out of the 244 years they've had of independence, they've been involved in a war about 220 of those years.
This is why they shouldn't have
been. They've been constantly at war, trying to conquer the world and keep everyone in control. They're the most fucking violent fucking nation ever. The most murderous, most deadly. Not their people, their governments and the Illuminati, what they fucking call it.
And they just banned abortions.
Yeah, you see how many bombs they've dropped around the world. They're constantly just dropping and killing people. Fucking, they're just the most, they're the worst tyrants on the planet Earth. You know, they're trying to have rights over women's bodies, aren't they? These four men and two women
that is the craziest thing.
Imagine someone telling you that this is the law, you can't fucking touch your body. You might want to scratch my face. No, it's illegal. You don't dare scratch your face. My face. Fuck off. No, you're not doing that to your body. Fuck off.
And like recently after they
doesn't ban abortions, it just bans safe abortions. Yeah. It goes down the fucking back streets, doesn't it? Like the old days.
Like a 10-year-old girl got raped like a little bit after that.
Yeah.
And now she's got a kid and they're like, they said something like, oh, see it as a gift. This 10-year-old that got
sick,
raped.
Twisted fucking holy cunts.
Fucking crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going a bit, ooh.
Oh, have you had enough sugar and stuff? Have you eaten today?
I don't know. I need to go get tested for...
Would you like a chocolate bar? Oh, yeah, you need to get tested, didn't you, for your...
low sugar levels.
And you got to tell them about all your family history, yeah?
Yep.
Hey?
What, how depressed everyone is?
No. Your great-great-great-great-uncle used to be a soldier on a horse with lots of... in a suit of armour. And your great-great-great-auntie, she was hung, drawn and quartered on the Tower of London in 1632. You know, that sort of family history.
Yeah.
Is that what they need to know?
Don't know, but exciting, wouldn't they?
Only like 2% or 7% of people have green eyes. Did you know that?
Only what?
Only 7% of people will have green eyes or something
like
that.
Doesn't it?
It might be two or seven.
How many people around the world have got brown eyes? Look at all the nations that are mainly brown
eyes. I'm just bare basic. But
green is much rarer than blue.
North America, South America,
Asia. We're just basic as fuck, bro.
Yeah. North America.
That's like Asia. Yeah. See, like Asia. In Asia, they all have black hair as well.
Black hair, brown eyes.
Yeah, but women love dark and handsome.
That's all dark and
handsome.
I
missed out the talk.
Everything
I'm
not.
No, I tell you what, mate. If you went out into Southeast Asia, mate, they'd be flocking around you.
Oh, I'm going
to
go there.
He has to go all the way to Southeast Asia.
Korea, Korea.
There's one small, small
country. No, not in the country. It's a little island off it.
There's no country.
You can just about fit a shed on it.
You can.
And
barely...
one person lives there. It's an 88-year-old priest.
I find it good in a shed.
And he would love you.
88-year-old priest in a shed.
Oh,
we're well popular on
Why is he
land,
in a shed?
That piece of land.
He preaches it as the church.
What did you think then? Do you think that was a bit of a doppelganger? We've all got doppelgangers. Do you know what it's
doppelganger?
What are you saying? Doppelganger?
Doppelganger. You know,
it's doppelganger.
Yeah, one of them.
Doppelganger. Sounds like a fucking new burger at Burger King.
Oh, could be, couldn't it, actually?
Can I get a doppelganger with fries, please?
Doppelganger fries, please. And an apple pie. Cheers, mate. Cheers, yeah. Card. Yeah, some geezer says I got a doppelganger, didn't he? The other day.
Doppelganger with cheese.
He goes, you know who you look like? He said, Mike Ashley. I thought, oh, what? I'm never going to give you up. What? Never going to let you down.
Guy.
He said, no, you can't. He said, the geezer used to own Newcastle United.
Newcastle.
I said, but he's fat and bald. He went, yeah. Fucking hell, thanks a lot.
Hey,
yeah, straight up. Geezer said it.
When I used to work in retail,
fucking pushed him over his Zimmer frame. Fuck off. In his face. Come on.
Yeah, he came into our store because he was. Did he own or was trying to buy the store? No, Mike.
Oh, Mike. Oh, yeah, Mike. Oh, like, Mike. Do I look like him then? You've met him then. Do I look like him?
I never saw him, but well, I remember
the
like,
toilet
like.
Again. I always hide in the ears. As soon as the customer looks like they want something, and it Chris goes off.
Yeah.
Chris fucks off.
Ain't customer stupid? He's always saying when I used to go and visit him.
Classic.
I love it.
I was like, yeah, they're all
people.
A lot of them are stupid.
I'm stupid. I'm not smart.
You are smart.
And
you're smarter than most people.
Son. Oh, don't say that.
You set all this up.
And
we could have done it without you, Chris.
Thanks.
We'd be lost without you. We wouldn't be able to survive.
Still doing it.
We're
not
drive a car without an engine,
we
myself.
We started.
You are the engine.
You are the engine.
He is like the bodywork.
He's the fucking Porsche.
I'm just looks.
Who's the
I'm also.
Are you more than looks, mate? We're talking about Ferrari here.
Oh, so you know it's got the fucking high tech shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
that's a nice shape, aerodynamic.
Who's in me?
Lamborghini, Ferrari, Maserati, all them things.
All them things that look good on the outside.
They look good on the inside as well.
Not caravans, you know what I mean? At Clacton.
No.
Edge of a cliff.
Yeah, but you're one of those caravans.
All don't shut properly.
You're one of the caravans that the family would always choose to stay in because it's like the most welcoming.
They want to remember where they come
from. Nicest one. And once you're inside, you can fucking feel it.
I'm depressed now. Is it a big caravan or a little caravan?
Fucking massive.
Oh, yes! Oh, yeah! Oh. Fucking three bedrooms.
Oh, that's a real, that's a quid in fact.
On a street in the double main room. Oh,
jacuzzi as well.
Oh, I'm living the dream. I'm living the dream. I really am.
You're a
I'm
fucking
made
caravan.
Up. I don't need anything else in life. That's it. I'm going to kill myself.
That's called Dad Caravan. Up, well, but a big one.
I'm a big caravan with a balcony. You know, the balcony things they have. You know, we can have the table and chairs outside and watch people walk up and down to the pitch and putt. Or the amusements.
Oh, the little fucking putt. Golf putt.
Pressed again, stop it.
Would you call it mini golf?
Oh, yeah, remember the old mini golf?
Oh,
it was great fun, wasn't it?
Just keep going round and round. Yeah, round and round. So I could have multiple fucking goes for free.
We just didn't do the last hole, did we?
Nah, fuck
why does it feel like you two went away a lot more than I did?
Because you always were playing football.
Yeah, he was doing some stupid shit.
You and Liam always play football, and he had to either stand on the edge of the pitch, keeping quiet.
Yeah, little boy.
And annoying everyone. Or he could come with his dad and have some fun.
Yeah.
All right, so you came with dad, did you? So
we did quite a bit of camping.
Yeah, instead of being yelled at on a football pitch when I was a little kid.
I mean, I was trying.
Inside.
I was trying to strive for something.
Oh, it's not your fault.
Oh, no, shit, don't blame yourself, son.
I'm just saying this is what I had to go through because of you.
Did you know, yeah?
Can you be... Wait.
There's a crayfish that they thought was extinct.
No way!
But it turns out it's
crays.
Not.
Yay!
Yeah, a long-lost rare crayfish. In an Alabama cave, they found it.
Alabama cave?
Yeah, and the last time they saw it...
It's an incest.
1988.
Fuck me. Do you know what? That makes me want to have some Alabama cheesecake, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Maybe some strawberries on the top. Mm-hmm. To celebrate.
Wait, they've only just realised this...
No, they thought it was... it hasn't been seen since 1988, and they've literally just found one.
Where'd it go?
It was playing hide-and-seek.
Fucking good one, isn't
well,
that?
Most of them have died off, but yeah, isn't it?
He thought the war was still on, didn't he? Like that Japanese
Alabama.
Soldier, isn't it, on the islands.
Yeah.
Found 25 years later, still hiding.
Well, he's good at hiding
really?
Because he's translucent.
Wait, what?
Well, the Japanese prisoner of war.
the crayfish.
Japanese prisoner of war. Wait, did you hear what he said? What did
you say?
When did they find him?
Last week, outside Tesco's.
It's fucking trying to slice people down. A samurai sword.
Yeah.
Old Nancy got
yeah, slicing up people's chocolate
fucking...
oranges. Some geese just about to eat his banana. And stand up a little pile on his hand.
That's a game, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's called the slice up
Fruit
the banana
ninja.
Game.
Fruit ninja.
Wait, they actually found someone that thought they're still in the war was
yeah.
happening.
Yeah,
and he was just hiding.
Yeah, have a look.
How long ago was that?
About 6.5 hours now.
About when the war was happening.
Well, I guess he's probably dead now. I mean, the war finished quite a while ago now, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
But the story's
but how far after the war?
On the internet somewhere.
All right.
When we was in Weatherspoons, I was listening to a load of teenagers talking about whether we can refer to females as females anymore.
No, you can't.
Yeah, but these people...
That's sexist.
Bro, have you seen...
You call him vagina.
A YouTuber called Mully, and he's got the other guys, and they've all made a YouTube channel together called The Boys, because they're pretty big. They make fuck jokes, like racist jokes. And it gets put up a million of views, everyone's fans.
I'm confused about what you can call people left, right and centre and all that. And if the younger generation, younger than you lads, are saying, so, you know, can you call women now? So they're confused. What chance have you got me? What chance have I got?
You can call women.
Can you though?
Oh God.
You know what I mean? They might take
I'm a boomer to them. Yeah. Nah, but I mean...
It's all very confusing, isn't it? It's such, you know, just changing things so quickly. I can't keep up.
All that happens is, if that woman didn't want to be called a woman, just tell me. I ain't going to know off the bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there's this guy that we actually didn't say, so it's something we didn't repeat.
Oh, yeah.
Or we don't need to repeat because we never told it. This guy was getting fucking pissed on the packed train.
Was he?
He was near the door. Someone would come in and be like, oh, can you move up? It was like, this guy is kind of foreign.
Well, bearing in mind, this is Rush Hour,
hottest day ever.
Recorded.
History making.
Yeah, the hottest ever been on planet Earth since humans have walked it.
And that tube was so tightly packed. And when we was on there...
Fuck, mate.
It's literally when you're like in a sauna. I was liking it with being in a sauna. I'm pretty sure I felt sweat drip down my leg.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was pissed.
Someone else's. Start the pandemic spreading like a new disease.
I'm pretty sure it was so hot I came.
I don't think that would have picked up. The whole door creaked after you said
that. Pretty hard though.
But they built those trains in the underground. Yeah, this was a cold country. You know, some of them were built in the 1960s, and 70s when Britain was cold.
Yeah,
and that's fucking hot. It's hot as fucking.
We're fucked now, mate.
Fucking Philippines the other day.
We're hotter than Spain.
Philippines though. That's Spain.
Spain's Europe. It's like it's 40 minutes away on a flight or something.
We're hotter than fucking.
Ridiculous,
Island,
isn't
it? Mate.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Weather patterns have changed so much now. Half the time when you watch the news, sorry, the weather forecast, they can't give you an exact weather forecast half the time.
No, they can't.
So they just go do what you want.
I'm quite sure, actually. Just fucking in the morning, look out the window.
Yeah, that's what I do. I go and have a look
out the window.
See what the temperature says on my phone.
If you look out the window and it's sunny, you can see it's sunny.
I just go stand out.
Yeah, you have to stand outside as well. Just if it's actually warm.
If you're outside and it's raining, you go, oh, look, it's raining.
But yeah, anyway, packed fucking tube underground. It's hot anyway on cold days. Hottest day ever recorded. History making.
Packed like sardines.
Packed like sardines.
Well, really hot ones. Those cards.
Mate, listen.
Bed buses.
Yeah. Well, oh yeah, we could have actually.
They got aircon then.
That's got all the fucking solutions.
Listen.
I've used them. Get across London.
We had to make these mistakes. We didn't even need to make mistakes. So we asked him.
You never learn from
me. We never think about asking.
I've only just told you about the buses that you
never
can
think about asking
it,
do you? But yeah, but
start your pot and pan. We're all mapping around a little bit.
Packed
pot
in, you know? We're packed in.
We was.
And the problem was this guy was fucking getting so angry. You can see he has anger problems. He probably needs to sort it out. He needs a therapist and talk about his problems.
His Ritalin.
Yeah. Some guy came on. He was like, oh, can you try and move up? He was like foreign. He wasn't completely English. So I don't think. It seemed like Chris was like, he seems kind of confused why this guy's so pissed off. He's like, can you move it? He's like, there's no fucking space. He's like, if you would have got here fucking earlier, you could have wouldn't. He's like, you're in the same position as all of us. There's no fucking room for us to move up. Fuck off.
The thing is, there was a bit of space that they could have moved down. Yeah, and if they moved down, he would have been able to get on and stuff.
But, and he did get on anyway.
Yeah. But some more people would have been able to get on.
Nightmare.
And he did it to the next person that came on and asked the same question.
Stopped at the next place and next.
And he kind of argued back, but obviously he eventually stopped because he probably realized this guy's a fucking psychopath and there's no need to fucking continue his argument.
Yeah, because the first person just like didn't respond because he was like, Jesus, this guy is.
He kind of seemed like, what's going on?
But the next guy actually was like, all the space there, I'm asking him to move down. He says, should have fucking got here earlier. It didn't even make sense. He was asking people to get there 2 minutes early, like all the rest of us, but he probably did get 2 minutes early.
Yeah. This is him early. It's still packed. It's going to be packed for hours.
Yeah.
How early can you be?
The guy was like, why do you have to swear and all that? He's like, you what, you fucking cunt? And it just kept going. And the train started up and it was going. And you know, it gets so loud.
First time I'm mad, just talk to yourself like that, mate.
Yeah. Well, you know when it gets so loud and you can't hear what anyone's saying, you were still going, swearing like, head off at him, and you couldn't hear what you're saying probably.
Yeah, he's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, he shouldn't have got on the tube. Luckily, he got off on the next one because otherwise, it would have
problems.
Happened again.
That heat's a killer.
Yeah, that was the hottest I've ever been. I think.
Yeah. I don't blame the heat though. He's a bit of a cunt.
Yeah, no one else is acting like that.
I stayed in for those 2 days. Shut the doors, windows, everything.
Yeah. I mean, I was hoping
shut the windows and everything. It was fucking boiling.
Well, no. If it's really, really hot and it's daytime,
oh, the hot wind.
Open, the hot air comes in and the cooler air goes out.
Listen,
it's only at night when it's colder outside. Open your windows and then the cool air comes in and the warm air goes out.
And also cover your blinds if
you keep your curtains closed in the daytime. Cover the blinds.
Don't know.
Yeah, if it's too hot, I can't do it.
If you have a fan to put ice water underneath it,
good idea. Like a thing in it, aircon.
That's what they say.
Like an aircon. Air conditioning units have got
water. Yeah, but I didn't know what the coolness like.
I bought a little fan where it sprays the cold water.
I'm
going to
sound so dumb because I don't.
I don't think I have it.
But
heat rises.
Yeah, well, I don't understand how that works though.
What heat rises?
The cold air out, isn't it?
Yeah, but if it's what if it's a tall fan though? Is it not going to work then?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Still wind just blowing in it.
Still cold air.
Same thing.
An aircon. It's a good business to get into, actually. Start investing. the home aircon units. You just plug them in. They're like that big.
We should actually start investing in it. Wall. Let's do it now.
Just buy a shed load and flog for twice as much. Double your money, son.
Oh, anyway, blood and honey.
So, you know those Nintendo 64 controllers, the old original ones? Oh. Actually, not the Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64. The grey ones with the three
yeah,
bits.
You should have some. I dropped it all off at your
yeah,
house.
The bit that was designed for like an alien because we don't have free hands.
Well, they've started reselling them.
You what?
All right.
On the Nintendo site. The old controllers.
So you can use the worst controller Nintendo's ever made now.
Yeah. And wow. People are snapped. They keep getting sold out instantly.
What nostalgia. About the original vintage ones then? Are they going to be worth a lot more? Because you've got quite a few of those, haven't you?
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. I mean, the only difference they've done is like it can connect like wirelessly into the new consoles. Like, you know what I mean?
All right.
But they're charging.
That'd be weird seeing a wireless one of those.
Yeah, I know it would be, wouldn't it? But they're like 50 quid. You have to pay for one of them.
50 nicker? How many we got left?
Yeah. I don't know, but they wouldn't be able to use our one. What is it? Well, they wouldn't
that'd
be able to use it.
That'd
but...
be a different price, those.
Anyway, your ones that you've got. But the ones you've got, you know, your right. Own PlayStations and Nintendos, all those ones you've got, they'll always hold their value.
Yep.
If you go to the PC conventions, yeah,
unlike the Sterling
that I go to, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. For work. They've always got the old school there, right to the early days, right back to when I was a kid, they've got them ones as well.
Really?
They're worth money, yeah.
That
people pay for them.
How long ago?
Are they selling them?
Yeah, my first one was I was 7 years old. Downstairs in the cupboard.
What, I should go controller? Get
it. Are they selling those games?
Game console. Are they selling games?
When you see them at a game
convention. Yeah, they do sell stuff. Yeah, they sell games and badges and t-shirts, all sorts of things there.
Mm. Lucky t-shirts.
But that's just crazy, isn't it? It's, like you said, it's not a practical controller for today.
Well, and, it wasn't practical then.
But it's selling out for nostalgia reasons. People just buying it.
They sell the
instantly.
Most up-to-date
nostalgia
well.
Is a hell of a drug.
They sell loads of games for your Nintendos and all that. Loads and loads of
what,
games.
The gaming conventions? Yeah, I can't believe I've never been to one.
Yeah, I know.
We should go one.
I could sort you out a ticket
once
probably.
We have like a YouTube and shit, we can flog it.
Flog what?
You can film and all three of us will go.
If you're doing that, if you're doing the same job that I'm doing,
bro, our vlogs
would
be funny as fuck. Imagine him, he'd get banned.
Yeah.
You could work there, you two.
Picture the cow chop vlogs but us. Yeah.
And do you know what's great though? You could do the Comic Con as well and then you can meet that bird you like, Harley Quinn. Loads of birds dress up, people dress up as the characters.
Loads of Margot Robbie's.
Then there's no Margot Robbie though.
I met Christopher Reeve. The geezer looked just like him. Absolutely spit.
Really?
Yeah, I've got a picture I'll show you. You wouldn't believe it.
It's just a dead body.
Remember the original Christopher Reeve from early film, 1977?
It's the guy that I pictures in my head, then yeah, but I don't know if that is the guy.
I can't remember.
And then there's also, who else did I meet? Oh yeah, Dark Link. This young girl walked past. I went, Dark Link? She got all excited. Oh, yeah. You're the first person at this whole show that's known who I am out of everybody. All
really?
The, really?
Because all the people are going to...
All the fucking nerds.
All the
fucking losers.
All the Comic-Con people.
All the fucking virgins.
All the cunts. And it's just me.
All the cunts.
It's
just,
he's not even a joke. Yeah.
It's just salt. Me. This
and you're the only one that recognises that.
Straight away, I went Dark Link.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah.
I've got a picture of her.
They don't know who Dark Link is, bro.
Yeah, that is a letdown. I'm pretty sure, doesn't he not appear in like
Super
Smash
Brothers?
Does
he appear in the games? Yeah, because all I remember, that's what I was going to say, is he only in Super Smash Brothers?
No, he's in the original.
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah. It was one of the opponents.
I was chatting to her for quite a while, yeah. But then her mum and dad said, come away from that stranger. they fucked off.
Not me.
Now we had a chat for ages because, you know, she knew quite a bit about, you know, the scenario of the Dark Link thing. And we played it loads of times, didn't we, when you were younger?
We played Dark Link.
Yeah, we did. Zelda. Oh my god, that's a great game.
Never Majora's Mask.
The thing is, they've got a new Zelda out that you'd love, but
there's loads of.
No, who's got time to play games anymore?
Do you know what I mean? We're too busy doing other things, aren't we? Saving the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and destroying it.
Yeah, anyway, eSims. You ever heard of eSim?
What's an eSim? What is an eSim?
No, what the fuck is an eSim?
Well,
I really want to know.
You have two different phone numbers on the same
phone. I like this.
Because if there's one thing I want, it's more fucking spam calls because I don't get enough on this number. If I get another number, I can get two load of spam calls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can have your girlfriends on one, couldn't you? You can have your family on another.
Holy shit, am I playing?
Do you know what I mean? I mean, like, you're a player, aren't you? You get quite a few girls coming up to you when you're out, didn't you? When you're out and about.
Yeah, but I don't want that. I just want love and a family.
Well, you've got the family here.
I just want my dick sucked, bro.
Yeah, you got your brother here. He'll suck you for you.
All right.
There you go. Job done.
What the fuck?
But some of them want to go on dates before they suck the dick, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, oh, I'll just go have a wank instead, mate.
Fair play.
You know what I mean? Ain't got time for that.
Fair enough.
I've got it down to a fucking science, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Austin 2 seconds and we're around. That bitch be doing it for hours. You know what I'm saying, Chris?
Yeah, true. Life's too short, wasn't it? Doing it for hours.
Life's too short to have a fucking wanking your dick for 10 minutes.
You know what I mean?
Oh, cry. Come on. Figure it out.
Figure out. Figure it out. Go figure.
Anyway, have you ever heard of eSIMS?
Blind date.
What's the point of it?
Exactly.
What's the point of having two numbers?
Oh, because people have like work phones.
Oh, give it some
and
rest.
And personal phones because they don't want their work phoning them up.
Yeah, sometimes people ask my number when I'm at work and sometimes you don't really want to give out your numbers. Like, if you've got social media, what are you on social media? And you're like, you don't really want certain people on your...
But they still have contact to a number that's always on you.
Yeah, but you have an excuse because that you say it's your work number, isn't it?
So have you got one?
And you don't have to carry two phones. You just have a SIM. Well, actually, I do have one.
Yeah, but I don't see that. What's the point?
I have an eSIM.
Oh.
Found out.
Yeah, but Alfie Moon.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I might have a go at one of those. Then I might go and ask my provider. Can I have an eSIM, please?
And you can be like, do you know what eSIM is?
Yeah, I said, you know what eSIM is? And I said, what? I said, I don't know, but have you ever watched the Minions?
A little tic tac looking at us.
Who would you like to see?
I don't actually
know. The booths. That show, Naked Attraction.
Well, I think I don't know whether it's Minion. I think it's Minion. I think they have to be built in on your phone because apparently iPhone 12 and 13, well, iPhone 12 has one eSIM and my phone has two eSIMs.
Really?
So I can
have two numbers.
I can have four numbers.
What's wrong with you?
Well, you got two eSIMs inside this phone now.
Yeah.
Why?
How did you get two in there?
Yeah, I thought we just discovered this right now on the podcast.
Well, it's been available to the public a few years ago, but I only discovered that I had an eSIM when I found out what eSIMs were.
Really? So I might have an eSIM.
What?
How do I know if I've got one or not?
iPhone 12 or 13.
Mine's an XR.
Yeah, yours don't have one.
He ain't even got a number.
Yeah.
On the end of his iPhone.
Nah.
I can't have that.
He doesn't have one number.
I've only just bought this phone the other day. £90 online. £90. They sell them for £250 still. It's a shit phone.
It doesn't work.
Great
shit phone, but... Well, no, it does the job. Do you know what I mean? But you've got to be some sort of like prick to actually get one on contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is
he winking at me?
I got... I paid £90.
All our audience. He's like, yeah, fuck them.
It does. It takes good videos. Mm-hmm. You've seen some of my videos, haven't you? The duck flying through the air and that. And,
oh, yeah.
When I'm out cycling with me, I'll...
Cock flying through the air.
Yeah.
Well, most people have got contracts now.
Some good videos on here for the festivals I took at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Did I?
No.
I'll some great festivals.
Yeah, rain. We'll say that for later. Yeah.
I'll save that for later.
Bit of ass. Acid.
Acid. That's old Todd Terry and all the old DJs on the old...
Not Todd Terry.
Todd Terry
sounds like a drunk at your local pub.
Todd Terry.
Fucking Todd Terry.
TT.
Yeah, those old school DJs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, classic. I love
him. It was wicked, it was.
That's it, Todd.
Right across the street. You couldn't walk down the street.
The old Todd. Fuck.
Ran with people fucking raving and going mental.
Kind of like the subway on the hottest day.
Shit. Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's all on drugs.
You'd have loved it, my son.
Yeah. Everything's great when you're on drugs.
I wasn't on drugs. I was working.
Should have been.
Yeah.
I need to be on drugs.
I wouldn't mind some, actually. I was looking for some the other day.
Should we have that for a podcast?
Yeah.
We'll just get drugs.
Yeah,
we'll get a load of acid.
Yeah, we'll get
watch
some.
It back and be like, fuck.
Because that
broken.
Stuff you can put it, the oil you can put under your tongue, they say, for 12 seconds or so, and it starts to chew you out. So you won't even need to drink alcohol anymore because it just makes you so relaxed like alcohol.
Wait, is that why you drink
without
alcohol?
Having the poison in your body.
Yeah.
And then they send these drinks, and someone said you can get them in Sainsbury's, and it's a can of drink.
What? It's like a Xanax?
It's got CBD in it, cannabis shit in it. So you drink that, no alcohol in it. And someone said, yeah, I've been drinking them, and it's because I don't even bother with the alcohol anymore. I'm just so chilled out of a couple of those. I'm just like, just as relaxed as if I'd had a beer, and I thought, you know what, I'll fancy some of that just to get off the other shit and drink all that other poison chemical bollocks. I might try that out, you know, nip down to Sainsbury's and see if I got any.
Yeah.
What the fuck? We should
I've
try
never
that.
Heard of that.
Yeah. We should do it in the podcast.
CBD drinks or something.
We can't even do a podcast sober without it breaking down.
That would be great, wouldn't it? We'll be all chilled out, man. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, very boring.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, the cosmos, eh? Oh,
cosmos.
Yeah. And then I got going.
Start talking deep, won't we?
And then he has to go to work.
Yeah, go to work, do a night shift.
Yeah, and you'll be well chilled at work.
No one's watching you at work, are they? You're
Fuck no. I wish.
I thought you was in a little warehouse.
Yeah, yeah. And there's not really managers there, but I still gotta do work.
Have you? I'm bloody ass out of order.
Yeah, no.
Jared. Nick, out of work and expect you to bloody work. Mm-hmm. Fucking hell.
Just fucking well commented.
Yeah.
Prick.
Did you know you can have your face on toys now?
You can have your face on the toilet.
I used to put my face on toys. On the toilet?
No, toys.
Oh,
like
toys.
Action figures.
Action. Go figure! Yeah.
So you can actually be like a stormtrooper now, or like a Power Ranger.
Really?
Yeah. Or
I want to be an
Marvel
explorer.
Figure.
All these famous brands.
He just wants to be a default explorer.
They've got a lot of little hat, binoculars and that, maybe a machete.
I don't know. You'll have to download it app, although, to be honest, it's only available in America.
What would you choose?
Well, at great. Moment,
you'd like to be the Blue Ranger out of Power Rangers, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Why do you sound scared?
Because
he used to have the outfit, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah, he used to have little blue Power Ranger underpants and the whole outfit and the mask. And there was a picture of him going like that. Do you remember?
Yeah, I think the Blue Ranger... Blue Ranger,
Castman
Ranger.
That's
bad. That must have been a porn video.
Yeah, but he's Ranger.
What kind
boy,
of category
boy,
is that?
He's got the Power Rangers.
That's a mad.
I think that Blue Ranger cast member actually used to get bullied on set.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's probably why you used to like wearing it, didn't you? You used to get bullied, didn't you?
You get bullied now.
I think he was 100%. Also gay, and I think that's part of it. I think.
That's not part of it.
It's all fucking.
There should be any contradictory statements after that.
But, yeah. No, I'm saying it matches you.
Oh, all right, yeah.
I used to be the Red Ranger, you remember that?
Yeah, Red Ranger.
He's the one that kicks the shit out of the Blue Ranger.
And actually, I don't remember you being a Red Ranger. You used to love the Teletubbies. That's why you love me so much.
What, because you're a Teletubby?
Yeah, fucking black bald tubby.
He's just Tubby. He's got no telly.
He's just Tubby. You used to love that when he was little. He was so cute when he was little.
You should have seen me.
He was so cute. Mm-hmm. He was just so...
Until I was ruined by this fucking toxic world.
He was about that big, and you used to get all your Teletubby toys, and you used to have everything in a certain order. You spent ages, it had to be a particular way. You was really particular bit. Had to be a certain way. You do
nothing was that particular,
well.
To be honest.
You was obsessed like that when you was a kid. You was, I remember being like that.
I remember setting up a load of things.
Yeah, you used to love setting up stuff.
It sounds like
he's so cute at setting up stuff.
Sounds like it could have been a good, like, someone who could write stories or scripts or whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking writing. You could join me.
You never went
in
into
school.
It, did you?
They used to say my stories were good when, you know, when you had to like make up a story from nothing. They'd just like make a story and you had to write it. I'm pretty sure they normally said mine were good, unless I'm not remembering it wrong.
Well, why don't you start writing?
But right.
I fucking hate it, mate.
He doesn't like anything.
Joke.
I like this.
He likes doing this, but it takes fucking hours.
You shouldn't.
We could go in together.
Should we?
Yeah.
You write and I'll just say shit.
Yeah, whatever. We could just throw things in and see what comes up. Because I've been thinking about it for a while. And then 2 days, yesterday I was thinking, right, you've got to start putting this plan in action. You've been thinking about it too long. You shouldn't be thinking about stuff, pondering or whatever they call it.
No, you should just do it. Procrastinating.
That's it. This is it. That's the word I
was. Was it procrastination?
Did you say the word?
I'm fucking so proud.
Procrastination. Yeah, we spend so much time and we're all like that. It's now.
Yeah, it's the worst. If we didn't have that, we'd be so successful right now.
To actually do it, it ain't that hard to write some funny things. All we're doing is writing down what's in our heads all the time anyway.
Yeah.
I'll talk about it now.
Right down.
Some really good stuff. I was thinking kids aged between 1 and 8.
Nice. What about them?
Funny story. Go like, put you in the story. Power Rangers outfit and the hole in the anus.
Oh, right.
He's just going to have some
Once upon a time, there was a Blue Ranger and he had a hole where his anus was. You know, that's
a lot of people.
Everyone has a hole where their anus is.
I mean, not where his anus is. They have a hole in his trousers. Where
his all right.
The Power Rangers outfit.
What, and this is going to be for kids 1 to 8?
Yeah, why not?
I hope it is.
Because of
I hope
the
it's
law.
Only for 1 to 8 years old.
Because of the allegations.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Because of the implications.
No, but you could write some good stuff, though, couldn't you?
Yeah,
a lot of people write kids stuff.
Little tiny, but some of them are fucking shit.
Yeah,
some
they're
of them
so are good. Fucking easy, the ones. They're like, little tiny Timmy the dog went out
and
fucking lost his bone.
His fucking mouth.
And there's 4 pages of him searching for his bone and then he gets the bone and
some,
fucking
some
sucks
of these
that bone.
I've got the books out there, selling loads of shit. You've seen them interviewed, like, oh, fucking, they come from privileged
backgrounds.
And
they're like,
they've written a shitty little thing. And they go, oh, yes, because I love the environment and bees, I'm doing it for this. And they've got all this fucking knowledge. It's like, fucking hell. Do you know how much knowledge?
She's like, I really like butterflies.
is.
Man, not if you've got between us here, we could write fucking millions of books.
We could fucking shit them out without even thinking.
You want to short because people get bored easily, right?
And yeah. Here's a dog.
And you've got a good imagination that makes kids go, oh, like I used to when you lot were kids. All the funny fucking stuff I've done made you laugh when you was kids. I've still got it here. Just put it all in the fucking books and fucking make fucking jobs another few quid.
Just fucking do it.
It was apparently, like, you know, they have number one bestseller. They have a lot of people just buy like bulk buy, so just so they can be in those charts and it gets them more
cheats.
Cheaters.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah.
But you could do that, though. You could cheat.
Yeah, you could do the same thing, but you have to be able to afford to buy that many books.
I wouldn't need to fucking cheat, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Who's that bloke off that quiz show? Your big glasses.
Timmy Mallet.
Well, I don't know.
Elton John.
The thing is, I don't even know his name.
So Elton John. Yes,
I don't know. But he ridiculed.
Elton John.
Margot Robbie.
He wrote a kid's book, and I think like Spielberg has picked it up and wants to make
For fuck's sake, but he was already famous. Alan Carr.
He's already rich and famous.
No, he does like the question things that are on in the daytime and stuff.
The question things.
The question quiz, the quizzes, whatever the fuck they are.
Yeah, question and quizzes.
Pointless or some shit.
Pointless. This should be the name of the podcast. Yeah.
Oh, that geezer, one that's about 8 foot tall.
Yeah, him.
Oh, yeah, him. I can't remember his
Wait,
name.
Wait, Pointless has your name or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was joking.
No.
Yeah, he's about 8 foot tall, isn't he? Yeah. So he's already famous. He's already known.
He's already 8 foot tall. I mean, what more could you want?
So you know, isn't it? What, no, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What?
So you know what? Isn't it?
It's nepotism, not enthusiasm.
Give us fucking beginners a chance, isn't it?
Fucking hell. We're sitting here sweating in this room.
We're sitting, we haven't started. No one knows we're doing
nothing.
It. Sitting on a memory card.
We've made
footage.
So much shit.
Yeah.
Don't even have a name or a logo.
Do you know what I mean? It's going to be worth a lot of money one day when the aliens land. When we're dead, we'll be famous.
The thing is, the old podcast, I'm like, I don't even want to release them now because I'm like, the new ones are so much better.
That's how much we've improved and no one knows.
Whoa, did you hear that first, ladies and gentlemen? What he just said.
Oh my lord.
Back here, if I stay still.
That's pretty cool though. You could put your face on a figure.
It's, I like that. Yeah.
What is that Hasbro company?
It's an old American company.
And basically, you download the app and you just they scan it and you choose your character. But they do it like really detailed. Like the technology's kind of been there, but they wanted to perfect it so it was really high quality.
So you could be like the Ken doll and fuck Barbie.
Yeah,
and have no dick.
Does Ken have a penis? Fuck. Can you not put one on? Can you get a penis
Ken
put on?
Ken and Barbie. Huh?
Get a penis put on your Ken.
I don't know. Not from Hasbro.
I love it. Barbie's like her arms going. Said all that. Now Ken, with your face like.
Isn't it?
Just want to put him in a.
Isn't the new Ken and Barbie film, like live action? So it's,
proper fucking Rogering.
Yeah, it's live action. It's got pretty famous, like big names in it.
Oh, yeah, Margot Robbie's in that one.
That long, isn't
she?
Well, she's Barbie.
I swear, Margot Robbie's Barbie.
Dang.
Yeah, so she's Barbie as well. She's Barbie, Harlequin.
Playing Barbie in some shitty live action.
Who, Harlequin?
Yeah.
Margaret Robbie.
Oh, Margaret Fontaine.
Who's Ken? Is another big name.
It's Barbie's Ken boyfriend.
Well, I don't know.
All right, I'll Google it. Don't worry, lads.
The anticipation.
Google it for us.
Speak amongst
doing it now. Let's talk amongst ourselves.
Okay, then weren't there something else we were supposed to be Googling?
We can't all Google at the same time. We need to keep the audience entertained. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what
I can hear
the
you know,
fuck was that noise?
It's that door that's got a bodgy hinge.
Why does it smell now? What is that noise?
I know, that's what I was thinking.
What is that?
On the outside.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What the fuck is this guy's name?
Ken Rogers.
Who?
Ken Rogers.
Nah.
Ken Smythe.
Nah.
Ken Belafonte.
Oh, Ryan Gosling.
Oh, I thought his name was Ken.
Yeah, he's playing Ken.
He's a nice geezer, isn't he?
Look.
Did you like that,
Ken? Ken.
He looks like a fucking swan. He looks like a gosling, doesn't he? Like a baby fucking goose.
Yeah.
Brian Signet.
There's Margot Robbie as a Barbie, apparently.
What's her name? Oh, is that Margot girl?
That's Margaret.
Robbie.
I've done it. Can I zoom in on the stuff? Don't recognize the face.
Do you know there's a smart contact lens that you can put
Pardon
in?
Pardon me. Sorry about that. I belched.
I heard they was developing shit like that.
What's that?
It's a prototype. Yeah.
It's what?
It's like a contact lens, but it's a smart contact lens. So you put it on, it's got LED screen will come up on your eye, like in the movies.
Well, all I worry about is they're fucking itchy, aren't they?
Really?
Contact lenses, aren't they?
I don't know, never had one.
Well, sometimes they get them like stuck, vision. Don't they? And like, they have to like, I don't know.
But they got a prototype for it.
Well, the people...
People don't even wear glasses.
Well, I don't think it's as bad.
It's not the fact you can see perfectly.
Because a lot of people do it, don't they? It's always slipping about in there and stuff.
Yeah.
What did you say?
And they say, well, they say if you leave it on overnight, it gets really dry and it gets kind of stuck.
Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to leave it on. No, sir. No, sir.
When didn't you have something to tell us about a rabbit once? One time?
Yeah, fucking hell.
I can find a
rabbit. The rabbit story.
Let's get back to the rabbit.
Right, so I was doing this show, yeah. It's a massive farm.
Why is he away from the mic?
Sorry. Yeah. So I was doing this show, right? Oh, what's happened?
Oh, there's no memory in the memory card.
I think we've had every single problem.
We've never talked about this rabbit. It's about 8 years old now in the story. That's probably the new thing. That's why people like us. We're different. We're abrupt. We just cut off.
Content.
Yeah, and all we talk about is being abrupt and unprofessional. Do you not like your job? Fuck it, leave it. What, they told you can't work today? Tell them to fuck off.
Yeah, we got to stop because I've got to go work.
Yeah, it's true, and I've got to cook dinner.
But she used that thing where I said, yeah, I'll see you next week.
Cook one of my famous chilies, folks, for the lads.
Yeah.
And for me. Right. Me first, self-love, do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know how this podcast is going to... Cut off
crazy,
so many.
Crazy.
It's going to be wild chaos.
It's going to be like new style-y.
It's been cut so many times. I wonder whether they can see how changing emotions just drastically change all of a sudden. Proper.
Yeah. So we just missed it.
Yeah.
We're both trying to do the same joke at different times, so it never came across.
I wonder if they'll be able to see the depression and the ups and downs of.
Oh, they've seen the depression of you. Yeah. Yours hasn't gone.
Yeah.
Old Eeyore.
Yours went for a second when before the Wi-Fi went off.
Fucking love my life.
I remember when you job. And he had a school photograph done. And do you know what happened?
He hates his life.
School photo came along, and then Chrissy didn't realise. It's only when he got the photo to come home, he cried his
eyes out.
He went, "Aah!"
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you had your glasses on. They're up like that.
You had them on wrong.
I actually remember that.
Because you had glasses on, like, and you just cried your eyes because you forgot to take them off.
Oh, yeah, that's because
and
he's
only little, fucking about 4 or 5 years old, and he was really emotional.
And how much? How much have you used that photo since? Not once.
And I was upset because I don't think I really like my glasses. So.
Nah, but no one's fucking...
cares.
No one's ever liked you anyway.
No one's ever liked your glasses.
No one's seen that photo, have they? And you're only a little kid.
Actually, I wonder if that's why
you're struggling now.
Mum took a picture down one time because when I went to secondary school, my friends come around, they started taking a piss out of one of these photos and then I never saw it again. Mum took it down. And I wonder if that was photo.
That's quite sweet, though.
But
love towards you.
I do remember. I vaguely remember
the bit that wasn't sweet is you getting... Dramatically harassed.
Felt self-conscious about having to wear glasses.
Yeah, and you've always been like.
What
this,
was the picture there? Taking a piss out.
Now
of.
You need to do some.
I've always had anxiety. Yeah.
Do you know how many people come around seeing me in that old-fashioned little baby outfit?
Oh yeah, you look good. Like he gets a professional, well done.
And that was an accident.
I just strolled in by myself. Beatles haircut because I didn't get my haircut and my round glasses.
I don't think I've ever seen this picture.
The ginger Harry Potter.
You look like fucking...
You know that picture, the old-fashioned picture you're talking about?
Yeah.
I won that in a competition, Stevenage Gazette.
Did you?
Yeah. It was a competition and the prize was I had family portraits done.
Oh, really? I always thought the story was I like randomly walked in to this fucking place and...
Well, no, he went to Sticky Fingers and he come back with photos.
I don't remember.
Your mum have two different stories.
There's one set of photos...
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking about a different one.
Oh, yeah.
That's
one.
That's one of the.
Oh, right.
We got those photos somewhere, haven't we?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And we went to the circus that time.
Oh, yeah.
We won them tickets from the same paper, another competition I did.
Oh, you just keep winning shitty competitions.
Yeah, I know. And
what about the lottery?
That's why it wins, because no one
knows.
That's where his luck going on.
Threw something at us.
Yeah, I remember
that. And I went like that. And all the audience went, "Cunt!" But yeah, that was enough.
Wait, you threw that thing at his nutsack, didn't you?
I threw the thing back at his bollocks.
Yeah.
Poor guy, it's probably like some 20-year-old.
Look, Dan threw it at his bollocks. Look, I threw it at his bollocks, son. Look, my 3-year-old little Jackie, look, right at his bollocks.
He got chosen out of the crowd to throw something. The clown went into the middle of the arena and Dan threw it and it hit him in the nutsack.
He can't have kids.
Nah.
He's just trying to fucking pay his way through life. Like, probably only like 20 times.
That much money. That's why I won the, you know, a bit for the tickets.
To be fair to the guy, took his fucking kids. He carried on. But it would have been funny if he couldn't. Yeah. Just a clown rolling around in the middle.
You wouldn't
have
noticed he was crying because he already had tears painted on his face, didn't he?
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, fucker.
Poor guy.
Shot himself, didn't he, in the end? Yeah. Shot him through the mouth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was quite sad, wasn't it?
I'm getting lightheaded again. All this laughing.
You know what I mean?
It's doing something to me.
But it was quite tense, wasn't it, in that circus?
Mm. More play, wordplay.
Clowning around.
Circus tense.
Yeah. Why is he explaining it?
It's funny. That's why I did it.
Oh, Neil.
Chris is allergic to
poison. No, I'm not even Neil. I'm just something wrong with me.
Poor little Chris had died. It's so hot in here, though. I like you saying it, but it's getting hot, isn't it?
I'm not even Neil. It's all in my head. It's like...
Ignore it then.
You know what it sounds like?
Wait, it's physically
that's
in your
exactly
head.
What I was like with my thing when I was ill.
Oh, maybe he's got
it's metropolis. It's kind of like in my eyes.
You can't get rid of the tiredness.
What?
Maybe your brain is fighting something. I've never maybe you are ill. Because normally when you're tired, it's your body fighting something or your brain fighting something in your body.
Maybe it's night shifts. Maybe my body's not built for night shifts.
Night shift does make you ill.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do every
day. Makes people go insane and end up being fucking mad.
Yeah, and I'm fucking stupid.
I feel insane and mad.
Yeah, end up with fucking...
tiny dicks.
Disorders.
Oh, we're being serious.
Oh, yeah, being serious.
Yeah, I'm not with it. All right.
You need to quit for health.
Yeah, you need to quit for your own health and safety, mate.
Yeah, talking of that, I need to eat before I go set off to work.
Can we cook you a nice chili con carne?
Yes, please.
Yeah! I'll tell you what, I've got a really nice treat after, because I know you like your puddings.
Oh!